As cool as it is in here, this would have been a good day to preach about the fiery furnace, I think. But hopefully the Lord will warm your heart this morning as we share. Will you bow your heads with me one more time? Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you, so calm our minds that we may listen. Open our hearts, Lord, that we may behold your glory again. Speak, for your children want to hear. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, my friends, you're going to have to forgive me this fall. You see, I have been suffering some this October, because not only did my Yankees not make it to the postseason for the second year in a row, but my favorite Yankee, a guy that I've been watching play baseball for 20 years, retired recently. I can feel the sympathy from all of you. Derek Jeter played his last baseball game, and there were tons of reporters present. At his last at-bats, cameras all across the ballpark were flashing. Why? Because people wanted to remember. They wanted to record and capture that moment. Video cameras were recording so that we would not forget. Because from here on out, whenever my dad and I talk about Derek Jeter playing ball, we will have to say, remember when. Remember when. In our world, we try our best to not forget things. You write notes down, you tie a string on your finger. We try to remember desperately. And yet, all too often, we forget. And even if we manage to remember something from the past that was so important, sometimes the next generation that comes does not always understand the intense meaning from the past. This is a reality of human life, a never-ending struggle to remember. God had to deal with this and continues to have to deal with our annoying habit of forgetting. So this morning, think back with me, if you would, to an amazing night, a special night where Jesus lives on the very edge of eternity on that fateful Thursday night. His moments on earth are running out in less than 24 hours. The most important and the most critical event in the history of, well, everything is about to take place. With time running out, Jesus implements a plan to battle yours and my forgetfulness. If you've got your Bibles with you, I'd like to invite you to open them up to Luke chapter 22. And let's read about how Jesus battles forgetfulness. Luke chapter 22, we're going to start in verse 14. And when the hour had come, Jesus sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, "With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Jesus says, "I have not just a desire, but a deep desire to have this meal with you." Why? Because Jesus is about to share with the disciples something that helped ensure that we would be here today worshiping 2,000 years later. In verse 19, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus says, do this so that you won't forget. Do this so that in the future you can say, remember when. Why is Jesus so worried about them forgetting? Well, friends, this is not the first time that God has given humans a meal to help them remember something important. 15 centuries earlier, a meal happened to teach Israel to remember when. If you turn with me in your Bibles to Exodus now, chapter 12, we see a bit of a pattern here for God. Exodus chapter 12 is another meal that was given. Exodus 12 and verse 24, this is what Jesus and the disciples were doing that night. And here's where it started. Exodus chapter 12, verse 24 says, "And you shall observe this thing as an ordinance for you and your sons forever. It will come to pass that when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that you shall keep the service." God instructed Israel to eat this Passover meal. Why? Because of verse 26. "And it shall be when your children say to you, 'What do you mean by this service?' that you shall say, 'It is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt.'" God knew that there would be a danger of future generations forgetting the events from the past. And the Passover was crucial because it not only looked back to the Exodus, but it was given to look forward to the coming Messiah. God knew that at that time, after the Exodus, that there would be thousands of years that would pass between the Exodus and Jesus dying on the cross as the true Passover lamb. So God gave them the Passover meal so they would not forget. That special meal allowed God's people to say, "Remember when?" Today, in our faith journey, we too, my friends, we too need to remember and say, "Remember when?" You've been to weddings before, right? Have you been to a wedding? We always record them, right? We set up the video camera. We record that special day. Why? Well, it's simple. We don't want to forget this momentous experience in our lives. The other reason why we record our weddings is because we plan to be around long enough and married long enough that it is possible we could forget, right? We don't want to forget that day. So we videotape it. We pay a videographer to do it because we also want to share it with the future generations. Well, friends, instead of video recording, God does meal recording. God tells the Israelites to remember, and he gives them a meal with a lamb. Jesus tells his followers to remember a meal in order to reveal that he was the Lamb of God. "Do this in remembrance of me." What does that phrase imply? "Do this in remembrance of me." First, it implies that Jesus does not want us to forget what is about to happen. He wants us to remember the cross. This is critical. It has to be remembered, because if we forget that event, then we will start to turn our salvation into something that we do to make happen. He says, "You've got to remember." Another reason why he says, "Do this in remembrance of me," big idea in this phrase that it implies is that it is going to be a while. Even before Jesus died, he knew that the future was going to be long. Think about that, friends. If the end of the world was going to take place in the first century, we don't really need the communion service, do we? Because who's going to quickly forget what they experienced in Jerusalem that weekend? No one's going to forget it in their lifetime. So Jesus gives us the idea that just like there will be a long time from the Exodus to the cross, there will be time between the cross and the second coming. And in that long period of time, Jesus gives us this meal so that we can teach others, so that we can teach future generations about the cross, so that we can say to them, "Remember when." My oldest friend in the world, the guy that I've been buddies with the longest, is, by his own admission and testimony, at best an agnostic. Doesn't know if there's a God, isn't sure. So I've asked my friend and others who don't believe, I said, "What would it take for you to believe? What would God have to do in order for you to say, okay, I'm in, I believe? And most of them don't have a quick answer. Several of them don't even like the question. But I think about it for a little bit, and eventually they'll say, well, I would need to see it. I'd need to experience a miracle. I don't really believe them when they say that. Because even if a miracle happens, you can talk your way out of it. You can have a vision. God can appear to you. And if you don't want to believe, you can say, well, I must have ate some bad fruit this morning and not believe. But I play along. I say, okay, you'd have to see a miracle. Well, then, to be fair, does God have to do a miracle and appear to every person's life on the planet? Is that what God needs to do to get everybody to believe? I say, or could someone you love and trust experience God, experience a miracle, and then tell you about it? Would that be enough for you to believe? Because you see, my friends, God believes that we need to trust eyewitnesses who saw, who heard, and then shared. And isn't that really how most of us believe what we believe in life? We take others' words for it. When they tell us a story about something that happened, maybe you talk to your wife and she says, oh, well, this happened at work today. So I don't believe that. I'm going to have to go to your work and confirm this story. Or do you trust the person that you know and love? At certain times in Earth's history, God said, I'm going to do something big. I'm going to do the Exodus. Now that I've done it, don't forget. You who saw it and experienced, you got to tell others. Here's a meal to help you remember and share. Centuries later, God says, now it's time to do the biggest thing that we have ever done. And he does the cross. And again, God has a plan. Don't forget. Here's a meal to remember and share. And so here we sit, 2,000 years later, on the other side of the planet, speaking a different language, surrounded by tons of change throughout the world, and yet we still have this meal given by Jesus to help us remember. A simple meal to share with others, to share with the next generation. Remember when? Remember when God, the Son, came to our world and died for our sins. We still do this after all these years. So I think, friends, that God knew what he was doing when he said, this is how people will believe. You will share. I love getting together with my family, because we reminisce about the holidays, times, and we reminisce about old times. I love hearing stories from my parents, my grandparents, about their lives from the past. And it seems like those best times seem to happen at holiday time over the meal. We'll get done with the meal, and invariably someone will say, remember when? And then a story will begin. Well, today, friends, we celebrate this communion meal. And we follow Jesus' instructions. Do this in remembrance of me. So today, let's remember what Jesus has done on the cross to save us from our sins. And let's share with others who need to know and need to remember when. And let's remember that just like the hope of God's followers who ate the Passover meal, waiting for the Messiah to come, we too wait for Jesus to come back. Amen? But friends, the Passover meal was eventually right. Jesus came. And the communion meal will be right too. For Jesus is coming again. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for working with our forgetful minds. Thank you for teaching us, Lord, this wonderful truth that we should never forget, and for giving us this communion to help us to remember. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.